This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Satellite imagery of the North Korean shipyard Friday showed activity suggesting preparation for a test of a medium-range submarine-launched missile. The Center for Strategic and International Studies said the images of North Korea's Simpo shipyard showed several vessels within a secure boat basin, one of which resembled vessels previously used to tow a submarine, or I should say submersible, test stand barge out to sea. It said that the activity was suggestive of preparations to test a submarine-launched ballistic missile from the sea. A previous launch in October of 2019 was seen by analysts as the most provocative by North Korea since it entered dialogue with the United States over its nuclear weapons and missile programs in 2018. U.S. President Donald Trump has angrily defended himself against allegations that he mocked American war dead by calling them losers and suckers. At a White House news conference late Friday, the president dismissed the reports originally by The Atlantic and later corroborated by other news outlets that he disparaged U.S. troops by calling them a disgrace and a hoax. The Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, whose late son Beau served in the Marine in Iraq, said the allegations are true. If they're true, Mr. Trump is unfit for the presidency. The allegations, sourced anonymously, describe multiple offensive comments by the president toward fallen U.S. service members. This includes calling World War I dead at an American military cemetery in France, losers and suckers, back in 2018. Mr. Trump calls all of this fake news. This is VOA News. Defense ministers of India and China have met in the Russian capital to try to solve rising tensions along their disputed border in the eastern Ladakh region, where a June clash killed 20 Indian soldiers. India's defense minister tweeted about his meeting Friday night with his Chinese counterpart that lasted about 2 hours. He did not give any details about the outcome of the first direct high-level contact between the two countries. In the months-long standoff, the ministers met on the sidelines of a meeting of the defense chiefs of Shanghai Cooperation Organization. India earlier this week said its soldiers had thwarted provocative movements by Chinese troops, while Beijing accused Indian troops of creating provocations along that same border. There are now more than 873,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, with more than 26.5 million confirmed infections. The U.S., Brazil, and India hold the top spots for both deaths and infections, while Mexico falls just behind India in the number of deaths, and Russia is a distant fourth behind India in the number of infections. U.S. President Donald Trump said that Thousands of United States must look very seriously into the suspected poisoning of the Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, but that his administration had not yet seen any proof. At a news conference late Friday, the president said that he has not seen any proof yet that Navalny was poisoning. Trump said that it did not take a strong stand on a State Department, which earlier on Friday expressed grave concern about the finding that Navalny was poisoned. Navalny is the most popular and prominent opponent of President Vladimir Putin, and the German announcement this week that he was poisoned by a nerve agent has raised the possibility of further Western sanctions against Moscow. The UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency says that Iran continues to increase its stockpile of enriched uranium in violation of limitations set in the landmark 2015 nuclear deal with the world powers. The International Atomic Energy Agency reported Friday in a confidential document distributed to member countries and seen by the Associated Press that Iran, as of August 25th, had stockpiled 2.32 tons of low-enriched uranium. That is up from 1.73 tons last reported on May 20th. Iran signed the nuclear deal in 2015 with the United States, Germany, France, Britain, China, and Russia, known as a Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.